This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Breakfast Podcast. Listen live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Lawrence and Elton John, I assume, there.
Yes, I guess that's why they call it the Blues, which is probably quite a long title.
It's a long title, but that's what I usually do to people because the inner workings of a radio station, we keep a record of the songs we play, and I tend not to do that. My co-host tends to do that.
Oh, and it's
always, you know, convoluted, my song titles. And they say, what was that track? And I say, blah, 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 and in brackets, blah, blah. And they go, oh, thanks. They have to jot it all down.
But you know what? I don't mind that title because I think the worst title that I have ever heard was a song by R&B singer called Maya, which was, If You Died, I Wouldn't Cry Because You Never Loved Me Anyway.
That sounds like a country song.
Yeah, and I think that's probably about a third of the song.
She just keeps saying that over and over again. Here at Joy 94.9, we recognise that Monday is Valentine's Day, but you know what? Both Lawrence and I, not fans.
No.
We will be speaking with the founder of a blog that's all about long-lasting relationships. So that's our twist on Valentine's Day. But we are giving away a book called The Lover's Dictionary. And to win it, all you have to do is send us an SMS or email, 0427JOY 949 or on air at joy.org.au and just say Valentine's Day, yay or nay.
Yes.
And include your membership number and we'll put you straight into the draw. We'll randomly select one later on this hour and you could be taking home The Lover's Dictionary by author David Levithan, and it's all thanks to Text Publishing and Joy 94.9. Pleased to say that anonymous SMS are on 273. They will be going in the draw because they didn't include their name but they did include their membership number. So that's good. And they say yay for Valentine's Day.
You go, you.
If you want to, just say yay or nay for Valentine's Day and we'll put you in the draw. Simple.
It's that easy.
Just have to be a Joy 94.9 member or willing to join up.
Breakfast is on Twitter. Follow her today at BEKFAST.
Ways to save money, and you know, I think organisations in the world are very lucky, Lawrence, that this whole climate change thing is very popular. Mm-hmm. People want to support green initiatives, and what that generally means for a lot of organisations is they get to save money. But often, their motivation is money. And I suppose at the end of the day, it doesn't matter as long as we're a bit greener.
Yeah.
Now, British Council has decided that they're going to be quite innovative in the way that they're going to warm their pool water. They currently spend about $22,500 a year on it. And so they're looking for ways to heat the water of the pool. They've been very transparent about this to their municipality, and they have decided that they're going to use the local crematorium to heat up the water of the pool. What do you reckon?
Oh, that makes me uncomfortable.
Does it?
For me, personally, I don't know why.
Yep.
But, what about yourself? I mean,
What I'm visualising is I'm swimming in a pool that's lovely and warm because a body is being burnt. Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I like to think that I would drink recycled wee water.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all clean and proven. And so I guess I would have to stand by this as well and say, yes, you know, perfectly good use of excess heat.
Yeah.
They reckon 9 out of 10 locals are in favour of the idea, and some of them have been really positive to the council and saying, how very innovative of you, and we like that you've been so transparent and telling us how this is. And apparently it's tried and tested, and there's a lot of countries in Europe that do it, especially Sweden. So,
it's pretty cool. I mean, for myself, I don't know, I'd probably just toughen up and just go into the sea.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay. Spoken by somebody who has never been to England.
No.
No, yeah. Go hop in that England seawater in winter.
Okay.
And tell me about it. You don't swim in Wellington's water in the winter, do you?
No.
No.
One time when I had a few, but I mean, other than that, no.
Don't think about it too much. Just hop in the water. Just swim. It's warm. Don't think about why it's warm. It's not like a warm pocket. It's not like you were swimming and it was cold and then you swam into a warm bit and you looked at somebody and they looked kind of pleased with themselves and you kept swimming. See, that would make me uncomfortable.
Is it true, and I only saw this in a movie, is it true that if you do that, it turns blue?
They can put dyes in pool water so that it reacts to urine, for sure.
Ooh, embarrassing.
Hey, Adele's got a brand new album out. It's called 21, and it was our City of the Week a couple of weeks ago. It's pretty fabulous, and I'm going to play a track from it called Rumour Has It. Here at Joy 94.9, you're listening to Beckfast, and next we'll be talking to blog creator Evan about his blog called The Commitment Project. So stick around for that here at Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Beckfast podcast. Tune in live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.